The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Luke.
Glory to you, O Lord.
While the crowd was pressing in on Jesus and listening to the word of God, he was standing by the lake of Gennesaret. He saw two boats there alongside the lake. The fishermen had disembarked and were washing their nets. Getting into one of the boats, to one belonging to Simon, he asked him to put out a short distance from the shore. Then he sat down and taught the crowds from the boat. After he had finished speaking, he said to Simon, "Put out into deep water and lower your nets for a catch." Simon said in reply, "Master, we have worked hard all night and have caught nothing, but at your command I will lower the nets." When they had done this, they caught a great number of fish, and their nets were tearing. They signaled to their partners in the other boat to come and help them. They came and filled both boats, so that the boats were in danger of sinking. When Simon Peter saw this, he fell at the knees of Jesus and said, "Depart from me, Lord, for I am a sinful man." For astonishment at the catch of fish they had made seized him and all those with him. And likewise, James and John, the sons of Zebedee, who were partners of Simon. Jesus said to Simon, "Do not be afraid. From now on, you will be catching men." When they brought their boats to the shore, they left everything and followed him. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia.
Follow me, and I will make you fishers of men. Once a pastor met one of his parishioners who was not very regular in the church as he was returning from fishing. And wanting to strike a conversation with him, the pastor said, "Jack, you are a fisherman, and I am a fisher of men." Smiling at his pastor and wanting to get home soon, Jack replied, "So I have heard. But you know, I was passing by your church last Sunday and happened to look inside through the window, and I found that you have not caught many." The central theme of all the readings of today is God's call and people's response. The readings of today present an encounter with the sanctifying grace of God that purged away the sinfulness of Isaiah, setting him apart as a prophet to the nations. that brought Peter to his knees, making him say, "Depart from me, Lord, I am a sinful man," and transforming him from a fisherman into a fisher of men. That transformed Saul, who was a fierce persecutor of Christians, into Paul, the greatest preacher of the gospel. When faced with the awesome presence of God, Isaiah, Peter, and Paul were all struck dumb by a sense of their own unworthiness. Each experienced deep sense of humility, fear, respect, and reverence. The first reading and the gospel present Isaiah and Peter receiving their divine call and mandate from God immediately after they confess their unworthiness to be in the presence of God's holiness. The second reading presents Paul speaking of his own unworthiness, considering himself to be one born abnormally, unworthy of the name of being called apostle because he persecuted the church. It was by giving them a strong conviction of their unworthiness and of their need for total dependence on the grace of God that prepared them for their missions. The calls of these ministers of God are set before us as examples so that we too can assess our own call from God and our response to Him. Today's readings can be rated as epiphanical stories because they present a direct encounter of Isaiah, Peter, and Paul with their God. They tell us that God has His own criteria for selecting people to be prophets and ministers, presenting the special calls of Isaiah, Paul, and Peter as life-changing events. The readings of today challenge us to examine our personal calls to conversion and discipleship. It should not be mistakenly understood that Christ's invitation to become fishers of men is addressed only to the apostles and their successors, bishops, priests, and religious. Rather, every Christian is called and commissioned to this mission of love and justice by virtue of his or her baptism. Vatican Council II affirms this in the document Apostolicam Actuositatem, a document speaking of the apostolate of the laity, when it says, "Incorporated into Christ's body through baptism and strengthened by the power of the Holy Spirit through confirmation, the laity are assigned to the apostolate by the Lord Himself." And it says again, where lay responsibility is absent, the church is incomplete. Our encounter with the holiness of God necessarily leads us into an awareness of our own sinfulness and unworthiness. However, this should not make us run away from the presence of God, like Peter, who said, "Depart from me, Lord, for I am a sinful man." Nor should it leave us with the feeling of being doomed beyond redemption, like Prophet Isaiah. I have come across many who, because of their awareness of their own sinfulness, express their doubt if God will ever listen to their prayer, if God will ever forgive their sins, or if there is any redemption for them. Their response is like that of Peter, who wanted the Lord to depart from him because of his sinfulness. Or like Isaiah, who felt himself doomed, considering himself a man of unclean lips. But the good news for us today is that our sinfulness, our pride and self-centeredness does not repel God. Rather, it prompts God to leave us with a mission. Through prophet Isaiah, God says, "My ears have not become deaf so as not to hear you, nor my hands have grown short so as not to save you." Our God is a God who is gracious, merciful, compassionate, and loving. He is a God who gives sinners a new beginning, with a new call, with a new mission. It is important that we acknowledge our sinfulness. However, our response must be an expression of confidence, like the tax collector in the parable who said, "Lord, be merciful to me, a sinner." The recognition of our inadequacy and sin is necessary for us if we are to be willing and able to receive transformation through God's grace. We are called and sent like Isaiah, Peter, and Paul with a unique mission. God has a different call for each of us. Because each of us is unique, each of us has a mission which no one else can fulfill. God wants to use all of us, and particularly what is unique within us, to bring his mission to fulfillment. Our response must be like that of Isaiah, "Here I am, Lord, send me." Or like that of Peter, who left everything on the shore and followed Jesus. We need to respond to this call saying, "Yes, Lord, here I am. I am here to do your will. I will do it. I will play my part." The call and commissioning of Isaiah, Paul, and Peter teaches us that even the greatest person in our midst stands in need of conversion. It reminds us that God, who calls us and commissions us for his service, wants us to realize, like St. Paul, "I am what I am by the grace of God." To say like Paul again, "His grace in me has not been fruitless." Or the Peter, with his many years of experience as fisherman, had enough experience and valid reason for not obliging to the call of Jesus to cast the net. He did it, saying, "But if you say so, I will do it." And the result was amazing. In the same way, we also need to respond to God's call and invitation in humility, even in the moments of doubt, and do it at the Lord's command, and the impossible will happen. For our God is a God of the impossible.
Let us now profess our faith. "I believe in one God, Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all things visible and invisible. I believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God."